Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. On this Thursday, amen, we have made it almost to Friday. So a lot of us are taking this Thursday to get things ready for the weekend, for tomorrow. Some people are going on trips. Some people are just glad to make it through the first couple of weeks of school. Amen. I'm one of those. I'm glad that we are here. Glad that we are doing things on this station. And I am logging into the Chattango account right now, seeing if anyone else is out there listening, because we are here. Amen. Well, my friends, we're here. We're available. We're doing God's work. We're believing God is going to do something. We believe God is going to make something happen through this ministry. It's not even a problem. And we're believing that no matter what, we're going to see good things. We're going to see good things. I know God has plans for everyone out there. Today's talking about outreach. Today's talking about missions, but I'm going to go a little different way today. I'm going to continue on our walk of faith. You know what? The other day when I was going through my notes, and I know that I talked to y'all for probably 10 minutes on the occult and on possession and stuff, and we're not going to get into that today, but I'm going to tell you, upcoming soon, hopefully within the next 2 weeks on a Thursday, we're going to have some very good information for you, some very in-depth teaching on the occult, on witchcraft, and things like that. I want to tell you what, no matter what life comes towards you or goes at you or whatever hits your life, I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to hold your head down. I don't care if you got the worst news today. I want you to pick your head up. I got some news before I came to the show that was a little disappointing, and some investments and stuff that didn't work out. And you know what? That's fine. I kind of pick my head up and say, oh, well, it's going to have to come in a different way. You know, I'm a businessman as well as a preacher. I guess the current terminology is, and you got to understand, I've been serving God since I was a child. I've seen all different things, phases and different terminologies for certain things. And like yesterday, I was talking about the vocational pastor and that terminology. You know, well, I don't know of anyone that, you know, as a vocational pastor, I guess you're working and then you're pastoring, working full-time, pastoring full-time. That's a lot of people. So to label it vocational pastor almost sounds like you're downgrading the pastorship. But the other thing is, and that's my opinion, that's my personal opinion. It's nothing more than that. It's just my personal opinion. But the other thing that I noticed was that a lot of people tend to just not get too excited when they have to do a lot of work and things don't work out. And the terminology, I guess, for my current livelihood is, of course, I've always told I have an anointing. I have a king's anointing, which is a businessman, a person that makes the money, and a priest's anointing. Was the same thing as calling a vocational pastor. So, I mean, a lot of times I look at the Daystar, TBN. I look at, listen to radio shows. And I tell you what, on this station, you're getting some good truth. No one's playing name games. No one's playing words. And I'm not pinpointing and picking on people. I'm just saying we give you the truth. From Dana to Charles to myself, David Yanis, to David Hope, to Mark Fields. It's all these men of God that are bringing the word of God through their station. Hey, did y'all hear the program earlier? About 2 hours ago, maybe 3 hours ago, we had Pastor Mark Fields on. And if you have not gone to the website and went through church's streams and gone to his church, the Benson Pentecostal Church, it's on the church's streams, that man could preach. I'm telling you, that man can preach. In this last sermon called I Want More, was just amazing. I listened to it. It makes your spirit jump. So I'm encouraging you. I'm not one of those ministers that gonna, and I guess it stems from my pastor, but I'm not one of those ministers that just wants you to only listen to me and wants you to only hear my stuff. I want you to hear his. Go over there and listen to it. Not right now. I want stay here with me right now. Don't take off on me. But I want you to listen to his church's streams. He is just anointed. Like I told you a couple of weeks ago when we first started playing his I was going to say shows, but it's actually his sermons, because it's actually his sermons recorded at his church. Oh, my. I could tell from just the first good afternoon or good morning that this man had a voice and he was going to preach. And I tell you what, there's plenty of preachers out there in this world, but there is few that are powerfully anointed like this man. I'm telling you, he can stand side by side with anyone that you've seen on television or heard on radio. Now, you can also hear my sermon on knowing what you're worth, and it's kind of like a recap of what we did on Monday, but it was my sermon on this last Sunday, so it's also there. But listen to, go to church's streams. I want you to really get in there and listen to it. It's awesome. In fact, I'm going to build him an archive and on the host page and just put his archives there, because they are that anointed. I'm going to make the extra effort because I know people are going to be blessed. And if you haven't hit our archives, you need to. Our archives are there, so in case you miss my show, now listen to me. I'm going to make a commitment to you. I'm going to put my shows on the archives, because if you miss it, you're going to be able to go in here it the next day. I sometimes get them posted the same day, about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but depending on my workload and what I'm doing and everything and what hat I have on, since I'm a vocational pastor and I do so many things, I think that, or a kingly anointed and a priestly anointed man of God. I think that I try and get everything done. But, you know, like the other day, I was like 4 days behind on my editing. So that stuff backs up. I have like a couple of shows from Charles I had to get done, like 4 shows from Midwatch that I had to get done. And it takes time to edit, then to upload them all. Well, they're all in the server now, but they're not posted on the website yet. So those will be posted tonight. I can pretty much promise you I'll get that done. But one thing I wanted to try and encourage you to do is visit our host page. Charles' stuff is on there. David Hope's shows are on there, or his sermons. Not all his sermons. If you go to David Hope, I'm building him a website, which is, he's my pastor, David Hope from Metro Church. And I'm building him a website so he can actually host his own material there and have his own identity. But also it's going to be all his sermons are there. And I've uploaded some of his sermons. And, oh, Lord, my pastor preaches about an hour. So it takes a while for the system to actually get them all put over. And I'm just playing around, though. It does take a while, though. It does take some time to do that. So, you know, this whole station's running, but it's running by time. And then this morning, I'm just talking. But I just wanted y'all to get to know who I am. I'm David Yannis the Rev, but I'm David. And this is how David talks. This is how David walks. And I tell you, I see, and that would be a good show. This is how David talks. This is how David walks. That would be a neat looking show. That's pretty neat. But anyway, this morning, the player went out. I was between appointments. It was early in the morning. I stepped into the church to try and see if I could get it working from there. It still wasn't running. And I'm going to need to get me like a different phone possibly that can play the players and that can tell if it's on or off. There's no way of checking it unless someone that is supposed to be listening or runs into my show emails me or texts me and lets me know, or Twitters or Facebook, hey, Dave, your signal's down. And that's the only way. We don't have a full-time person standing there 24/7 to listen and monitor the show. But one thing I can tell you, though, is this, and that is that we do our best. We do. So the player went out this morning. I don't know. I think the computer went down, and they wouldn't recognize the sound card or the speakers. So I had to leave that one alone at the church and said, okay, Lord, I'll fix this later. And I had to run to the auxiliary station and get that taken care of. And then that computer was down. So then I had to go to my home computer, and I had to get that running. And I have everything loaded on my home computer just in case I got to take over a signal in the middle of the minute and I want to announce something. I think I'm going to do like these other stations do and have our monthly announcement. I think I'm going to do that. And talking about that is, I haven't put this on my website, and I'm going to have to send this somewhere to get scanned because my scanner is down. But just talking about that, you know, we do our best. We do our best to keep things running. And like I said, what did I tell you yesterday about sweat equity? It's going to be a lot of sweat equity building this station because we got some new computers, and the new computers, the encoder we're using, the only encoder that is able to use with our package is Adobe Live Media and Adobe Flash Live Media encoder. And for some reason, it does not recognize the speakers on the new laptop we bought for this, which was bought solely for the purpose of running the show. And we fell in love with the laptop. It's really cool. We got a real good deal on it. I think I got it for $300. It's a Toshiba, and it's a real good laptop, but at the same time, it didn't work on that. So I'm using an older computer that we had at the church, and I have my home computer that we're using, and at the auxiliary station's even older one. So we're still trying to get some new stuff in. So if you can support, that'll help us. That'll bless get some stuff in. We just need about $300-$400 to get another good computer. We already have the monitor, and so all we need is the computer to run. Actually, I need two computers. So if you can think about that, jump on our website, support, or you can write a check and send it to Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And if you notice, there's a lot of websites that we're shutting down and moving over to our host site that has our site with this. And we're just building new sites because it's just an awesome package we got. And we have so much bandwidth that we can use. We're just trying to be more cost-minded. And we're trying to move things over to save funds as well, but to be more efficient with what the gifts we do get in and the funds that we do have to operate with. But anyway, a benefit and auction for Kylie Newberry in Lake Houston Marina on Saturday, September 12th, from 12 to 5 p.m., there will be a benefit and auction for her. 12-year-old Kylie was hit by a car while trying to cross 1960 near Roma's Pizza. Now, that's a big, very heavy traffic intersection. It doesn't say what time it was, but she did get hit by a vehicle. She is on the road to recovery, but needs lots of medical care. Please come out and show your support. Activities include auction, silent auction, barbecue plates to go, cakes and pies, music, face painting, raffles. Come for the fun. For information or to make donations, please call 832-594-4944 or 281-852-5484. So that's a benefit and auction for Kylie Newberry. It's being held at Lake Houston Marina Saturday, September 12th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. If you can go, that'll be great. If not, if you just want to jump into a Wells Fargo's branch and make a donation to help this young lady on all her medical bills, the account number to donate to Wells Fargo is 293-55-32032. Okay? God bless. Well, that is for Miss Kylie Newberry, and that's for a grandmother. Her grandmother goes to our church, and she asked if I put that on the air, and I told her every time I sign on, I'm going to do my intro and stuff, but I'm going to let people know about Kylie and about what Kylie's going through. Hey, man, you know, we got to help each other. We have to help each other in these last days, and these days that is busy and we're moving things around. We can't be shy. I think right now, especially in the current administration that we have, we have to stick together as Christians and brothers in Christ. There's a lot of policies and things, and I'll leave Dana to update you and to give you the insight. And I'm pretty much behind that man, what he has and how he exposes the government on things. But I have to tell you the truth. You know, I can see a lot of worry in people's faces. I haven't seen worry in people's faces for a while. And like I was saying, when you get dim news or when you get things that don't seem to be working out, then you need to step back. I was watching, and you just need to trust God, but I was watching another minister on television, and he said that, you know, he was praying, and when he was praying, he would just believe that God was going to take care of things and believe that he was moving things towards God, and then God told him, hey, you need to just let me have it and leave it alone. And he's like, Lord, I thought that's what I was telling, that's what I was doing. And God said, no, you need to just sometimes just say, hey, here, take care of this. And leave it at that. So right now, I want to tell everyone that no matter how we see life and how things happen, that we need to step back sometimes and just say, God, take care of it. I can't do it. Like those investments that I had in the real estate stuff that we have working, and they just kind of got null and void now. I just look at that and say, hey, you know what? We're depending on some of those commissions to get some new stuff for the station. And I sow a lot back into the station. I sow a lot into other ministries. And I looked at that and said, hey, you know what? God knew where that seed was going. So some way, somehow, he's going to honor and bring that. And then we'll just have to redo some things to make things happen. So I just want you to be encouraged. Don't be so, I guess, so, how would you say, paranoid. So worried. You know, I've been serving God for quite some time now. I'm 38, so I would say 20 years at least, 20-something years, 30 years. Well, since I was 6, so about 30 years, but really following and preaching and serving God since I was about 16 and 12 and all that. So I've never been away from God. So I know that the movements out there, the things that are happening, it's all good. But what I want you to understand, too, is that beyond movements, beyond things that are happening and things like that, you need to trust God and trust God to build things for you. Because if you go on a movement, and we could pick any movement out there, say that the movement of the laughter, the joy of laughter, valid movement, very, very skeptical movement for some people, but valid. I was out there in the Toronto Blessing, as they called it back in the 90s. I was in Toronto. I was at that church. I took it in. I didn't laugh or fall down like everybody else was laughing or whatever they doing. Like some people are even barking, I think. Way back. It was way back. I was young. I was in my early 20s, at least 21, 22. And none of it, it's like none of it came over to me and I could see there, everybody was saying this was the thing that was going to just take over the nation, take over the world, and well, it didn't. But some of the world was hit, and some great fire happened, and some of the places in the United States was even touched, and it was so strong, it was. But did it make the final thing? I mean, did it finally finish and get everybody saved? No, it was just a movement. And it's good. Movements are good because it brings people to Christ. But it opens things to ridicule and stuff. But at the same time, you're going to want to see people come to God. You're going to have faith. You want to believe in God. Sometimes miracles happen. I remember one time, and I was just coming back from going out there to sow win with the kids and stuff. My mom was at this house. And I was visiting her and my aunt, and a bulletin came out. No. But there was I can find a side effect, but we're not even going to go there. And I think I looked at the report, and it was talking about something about the, it was one of those Virgin Mary reports that she was painted on the back of a, I think on the back of a woodshed or something, that like the dew from the tree made her picture there, and people were paying just to go through, and they would put money in this thing, which was going to be given to charity, and they raised like millions of dollars doing this. This was back in the 90s, and I know I was just so headstrong. I was like, you know what, that's not God. That's not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. But you know what? My mom made some good points. And she just said, well, sometimes things are going to happen just to get people to think about God and to think about their life. I'm like, you my mama? Was that really my mom that said that? And it's true. You never know what's going to happen. And what's going to make people think about God? I mean, look at the Passion of Christ. Everybody was like, oh, Mel Gibson's the greatest evangelist in the world. Oh, Mel Gibson is the greatest evangelist in the world. I heard great, great people, young and old. I've heard people well-respected and well-known people say that. And I was just like, oh, no, it was a movement. Very, very good movement, but it was a movement. It made people realize about Christ as sacrifice. Did it stay? I mean, did it change the entire world like people thought they're going to be? Now, it did open the door. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you how much I love movies and how much I love making movies. It did open the door for Christian films. It did. It did open the door for people to make Christian movies and stuff. So, you know, it was good. It did make people think about Christ. People were getting healed. People were getting touched. People were getting saved. People were giving their hearts to Christ. But was it millions of people or billions of people? We never know. I tell you what, Hollywood will always inflate the numbers. So you never know. They're going to tell you how much they report their box office as it comes in. Do you really think they're going to tell you how much they really made? They're not. Well, it's regulated. Well, to a point. If their budget's inflated, and their budgets are, if they tell you it was a $1 million movie, it only really cost $300,000, $400,000. They tell you it was a $25 million movie, it probably cost $3 million or $4 million. So they inflate their budget to make it sound, and that's allowed because it makes it sound like it's a big thing and it's propaganda and it's publicity and ooh, ah, whatever. But it doesn't mean anything. You just got to know the business. And that's what I was going to say today is I'm going to start doing more movie stuff and leave this real estate life behind me, prayingly. And we're going to see some good things happen. I'm going to be writing a lot more. Probably a little bit more tired, but at the same time, I think it's time for a clean break. You never know when that time is coming when God's going to tell you to do something else, but I really have been feeling for, and I've been telling my wife this for about 6 months to a year, that I just tired of doing real estate stuff. It just, every time I turn it over, there's something else that I just don't like. How the regulations are changing, they're not favorable. They're not favorable for the people selling the houses or for the people lending for the houses. They make it very difficult for people to buy now. And I understand it's a real backed up market that's very volatile. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be hard to make things happen. And I'm used to taking care of making big funds to take care of ministry. And the big funds aren't going to be there through there anymore. I feel that it's been lifted. So we're going to be doing other things. We're going to still be on the air, trust me. Trust me, this thing will be on the air, even if I have to jump into a secular job, or, as they call it, a secular job. I don't even know where that terminology came from. What made it a worldly job? It's just a job. Just because it's not, you're not getting paid to flip, turn pages of the Bible and throw out a new sermon doesn't mean it's nothing any less valid than a secular or non-secular. It doesn't matter. Working was never wrong. And that's one thing you got to get in your mind. Working is never wrong. I always see the person that is quick to tell me, well, I'm in the full-time ministry. Well, that's great. That's awesome. You know, be blessed. It's the same thing to be, whether you clock in, clock out, salary. It don't matter. We all got to do it, whether it's work or ministry. I think I'd rather hear a sermon from someone that does have to work 24 to 40 hours and still has to put out the same amount of sermon and the same amount of teaching and the same amount of praying than someone that doesn't, because I know that they really put an effort into getting their sermon out there. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Again, this is going to be called David's rant. When I put it on tonight's show, and I put it on the overnight for the archives, this will be called David's rant. And David's rant is saying that I'm just talking about things that I think that each of us need to really think about. I'm on Chattanga right now. If you want to email me, you can. TheRev@midwatchwiththeRev.com. David@RevMinistries.com. If you want to get into the conversation and talk with me, give me some ideas what your opinions are. I'm just saying that right now we have seen so many things happen in this world that every movement that we've seen come out has not changed things, but it has opened things. Amen. It has opened things. Now, that Toronto Blessing thing, I was there, like I said, and I was more receptive than the most people that were that were skeptical because I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and if you grew up in a Pentecostal church, you're used to all the jumping around, screaming, and everything else. Now, the clucking and the barking, that was something that was, I don't know. I left that to God, and I'd never seen it in the Word of God, but I know that there's a lot of things that happen that we don't see. So I left it to God, and of course it died down. Sometimes it's good to keep that stuff in the private and instead of put a camera on it and expose it. But you can put the people in there, the numbers of the people, the prayer life and the sermon itself or whatever. But there's a lot of movements. I think that the ones that made the biggest movements, of course, was Billy Graham in the 60s and the 70s. Awesome. 20 years there that he just ruled. I think that he just rocked the world with the gospel. So there's a lot of movements that impact, yes. What I like to see is, and this is my opinion again, David's rant. And David's rant says this, that I see a lot of people hoping to break through and be the next Billy Graham. And many people are out there saying how many souls they're saving. Like, there was an article, I think I erased it, but Harvest Crusades had a record number of 4 million or 40 million. I'm going to look for it real quick. Give me a second here. I'm going to put you on break, and I'm going to find that article because I'm going to read it to you. And I had it, but I moved some things around on my laptop, and I don't have it anymore. So let me find it. I'll go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back. God bless.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card if you want to call in at 888-241-0768 in extension 2, and we'll be able to help you at the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. RevMin Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back. This is The Rev. You're listening to Midwatch with The Rev. God bless you, my friends. I found that article. Let me read it to you. Harvest Crusade reaches 4 million on a historic night. Harvest Crusades. This is reported in the Christian Post. Actually, on my birthday, August 17th. That's cool. The Harvest Crusade made history Sunday night, breaking the 4 million mark of persons reached. Some 50,000 people filled Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, to capacity to hear evangelist Greg Laurie talk about heaven and to celebrate the ministry's 20-year of crusade evangelism in Southern California. Another 5,000 were turned away at the gate. You know, people have asked me what has been the highlight of the Harvest Crusade for me over the last 20 years, Laurie said as he addressed an enthusiastic crowd. I've recounted some experience, but I have to admit that I would say tonight is the highlight for me because tonight we just broke our record. We have reached, in person, 4 million people. Along with the large attendance at the stadium, thousands more joined on the crusade on the internet and on the iPhones. This was the first time live streaming was available for iPhone and iPod Touch users. It was the final night of the 3-day Harvest Crusade, which for the first time packed the stadium 2 nights in a row, and for Laurie, it was like a slice of heaven. This is just a preview of things to come. The well-known evangelist, dressed in his signature black button-up shirt, said joining Laurie on stage on the special night were his family and pastors Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel and Rick Warren of Saddleback Church. I don't know why you think you came here tonight, but you're not here by accident, Warren, best-selling author, Purpose of Driven Life, said in a familiar statement. 1,000 years before you were born, God knew you were here tonight. More than 4,500 people made decisions for Christ on Sunday, bringing the total number of professions over the 3 nights to 11,969, and over the last 2 decades, 329,572. What can I say? To God be the glory, said Laurie. This is the power of God. This should encourage us all to never be ashamed of the gospel, embarrassed about our faith. These are people that are ready to believe, people that want to know the answer. After 20 consecutive years of preaching the gospel in a large venue in Southern California, Laurie explained that continues to hold the Crusades because he is a man under order. I'm a commander-in-chief called. I follow a commander-in-chief called Jesus. He recently wrote in a devotional, "He has commanded me to go into all the world to preach the gospel." We have the solution to humanity's problem. We added. We have the solution to humanity's problem. He added. We have the way for people to know God. If we only apply that in our own lives and keep it to ourselves and never tell others, then certainly that is the falling short of what God would want. On Sunday, the long time evangelist told people how to get to heaven and what heaven will be like. Heaven, he assured, is a real place for real people. It's a prepared place for prepared people, he added. Why would we reject? Okay, it's a long article. Anyway, they had over 400,000 people come to Christ. More 4 million person reach. I guess that means the 4 million people that come to the stadium. I thought it meant 4 million people coming to Christ. Well, that would have been a bigger story. But either way, good job for Harvest Crusades. And when you look at that, you look at things and you wonder, what can you do? Amen? Well, you can do whatever you can and however you want to do it, as long as you're doing it for God. Apparently, this ministry there, Harvest Crusades, has been doing this for 20 years. So there's some longevity there. And that's good. That's good because if you look 20 years back, what have you done? Not just with the Lord. I'm just saying, what have you done consistently for 20 years? that you have not changed it. You've always done it. You've no matter what. I mean, you probably went to a few churches and church hopped a little bit. Probably made some other things happen that way. But this guy stuck with it, stuck with his plan, and it grew. I think that 20 years from now, we're going to see where Rev Media Network is. And if we have that long, I really don't see 20 years. But it could be. It could be longer. It could be 50 years. Who knows? But we know that God has a purpose and that this station is built. And I'm going to tell you, we've had people, I think a new ID came up. And of course, we have people from Florida listen, and I appreciate everybody from Florida. We have a huge following in New Mexico and in El Paso. And that's also awesome. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we can see who's listening as far as what country, what state you're in, or where you're geographically at. Our software lets us know that stuff. And it's good for us to know, because it lets us know who's out there and who's listening to the ministry and to what we're doing and to how we're affecting other people. And I know that a lot of people in the Mid-South listen, and a lot of people overseas listen, especially in Germany. We have a lot of people in Germany and Romania that are listening, and we have a whole bunch of people, of course, here in Kingwood and Houston and our local area. We're doing pretty good. But in Tampa Bay, there's a few people that are listening as well. And in Oklahoma, Tucson, Oklahoma, we have a few people listening. So there's. I'm looking at the stats while I'm talking to you, giving you the idea of what, you know, what we have, what people are listening to and stuff. And it's good. It's very good. And we constantly have people from other countries listening. And Canada is always listening. South Africa is listening. So that's a good thing. And last month we had a lot from Romania and stuff. So we get a lot of international listening, and that's a blessing. But what we need to do is we need to continue to pray for this ministry. I want you to keep praying for my cousin's family. Her name is Rebecca Bashan. She passed away 2 weeks ago. And actually, we buried her on my birthday. And she left 5 children, all different ages, from elementary to high school to just graduating. So there's a lot there. There's a lot there that needs to be taken care of. Her sister, my cousin Lydia, is taken care of and has taken responsibility for him, and has promised that she would take care of the children. And she told us at the funeral that, you know, she had a family of 7 now. She has 2 kids of her own and now 5 more. So we need to pray for them. They're going to get a new home, and we're going to pray right now. And we need to pray right now for Kylie. We're going to pray for Kylie, and then we're going to also pray that not only will Lydia get a new home, but a new vehicle to move them all around, and that they have finances and everything they need, because school just started and you're going to need everything like that. So let me go in and pray right now with you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, and we trust that you're going to touch these people's lives. Father, we pray for Lydia right now, God, that you would just move in a very, very strong way, and that you would touch her life, that you will provide for her and the children. And for Pastor Mike Salazar, that is her husband, that they will take care of Rebecca's children, Father. We bring each of the children before you right now, and we ask you to bless the boys and the girls in Jesus' name, that they will get everything that they need for school, and that they will have no need and not suffer any want, but they will always have. Father, we ask for a new home, Father, a bigger home, Father, or finances to rebuild the home that they're currently in. Father, we believe that you can touch. We believe that you will minister. We believe that you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and that you have all power and all knowledge. We trust that you will touch their lives and make them, Father, have abundance in you. We believe, God, that they will be blessed, and they will be blessed with a new vehicle, God, that you will bring them a bigger vehicle than what they have right now, so they can bring everybody away. Father, bring the children together, that they feel together right now. They lost their mother 2 weeks ago. Father, they're still dealing. Although it was expected, Father, it's always unexpected when it happens. Father, we just ask for your grace and your presence and your strength to touch them. We trust you, God. We trust that you are who you say you are in the Word of God. You are God. You're the Almighty. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the Alpha, the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, we ask that you would touch and you would make things happen for them in Jesus' name. We release it and receive it. Father, we pray right now for Kylie Newberry, Miss Kylie Newberry, young girl. Father, she was hit by a vehicle. Father, she's doing well. Father, we pray for her bones to heal in Jesus' name. We pray for her muscles that are torn and bruised and beaten, Father, to be strengthened and strengthened and strengthened and strengthened again. Father, we pray right now in faith and believe in faith that you're going to recover her body. Father, but most of all, Father, you're going to bring in the finances, Father, to her life, Father. We stand with her grandmother, who is a spirit-filled woman, believing with her right now, reaching into heaven and touching Kylie's life right now. Father, we believe that you will touch her life. We believe that your power and your grace and your strength will be a part of her life right now. Father, we believe for all healing, all bones that are broken, all bruises and all muscles and her blood to flow regularly in Jesus' name. We believe. Father, we believe for the finances to cover the doctor's bills, the finances to cover any out-of-pocket expenses that they have for this injury. Father, we pray for gifts in abundance. Father, we pray for blessings in their life, Father, because you are our God, and you know that she would know that the mother, the grandmother serves a God that cares and provides, that you are the God that her grandmother serves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And Father, right now, I'm just going to pray over all the audience right now. Everyone that's listening, those that are listening live, those that are listening to this on the archives, Father, I just pray, Father, that you bring a special gift, a special anointing, a special blessing to their lives, Father. We ask for healing. We ask for provision financially, mentally, spiritually, Father, psychologically, everything, Father. We believe that you can do it, Father. We believe that you're going to touch their lives right now. We believe that you can make anything happen, Father. When they look at this, Father, I want them to remember what Jeremiah said in the Word of God. There is nothing too difficult for thee. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Absolutely nothing is too difficult for thee. So, Father, when they hear bad news and when they think things are going to go down and when they think things are going to be a mess and that they're not going to be able to do anything because life, bills, health, even self-will is just taking them down, Father, I pray right now that they realize, understand, and believe that you are God. Yes, God. The very God in the Bible that did all the miracles, that brought all the blessings, that destroyed the destroyer, that was the only one and is the only one to stand above all and say, I am. Father, we believe you are the great I am. We believe you are the one that we call Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We believe it. There's no question, no doubt, Father, in our bones, in our minds, in our spirit. Our heart yearns it, Father. Our heart cries it out, Father. It hurts, Father, sometimes how much we love you and believe in you, God, that you would take care of this, Father. All the tears and all the crying and all the faith that we may have had, Father, and had things not come out our way, Father, we just cast that aside in Jesus' name. Father, right now, I believe that people that are listening that have been disappointed need to get happy again about Jesus. Just because you got disappointed once doesn't mean God doesn't have good things for you. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want you just to settle. He wants you to be celebrating, not settling right now, in Jesus' name. We're going to believe you, Father, that you're going to touch their lives. Father, we command them in the name of Jesus, all the disappointment, to leave in Jesus' name. I do not want them to suffer. I do not want them to suffer anymore. Father, you said even to the little children, do not suffer them. Bring them to me. I want to love them. Father, I want you to love these people right now. Father, we believe it in Jesus' name that you're going to love them, that you're going to touch them, that you're going to make something happen in their lives. Father, everybody reach out. What you need right now, bring it to God. Whatever it is in your mind, heart, and soul, bring it to God right now. We're going to believe right now in a corporate agreement that you're going to bless all these needs. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds. And Father, right now we reach together into heaven and believe that you're going to bless what we bring out. In Jesus' name we believe and believe for finances, blessings, healings, Father, health, Father, deliverance, Father, answers, Father, for the stone walls to move, hallelujah, for the stubborn sod to grow, hallelujah, for the ground that we sow in, Father, to reap what we sowed. In Jesus' name we believe it. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Father, we bind Satan in Jesus' name. We bind his hands and the works that he does against our lives in Jesus' name. I will not tolerate my listeners, my friends out there on the airwaves, on the internet, to be tormented or tortured anymore. I believe your power, your love, your strength will touch him in Jesus' name. There's no doubt in my heart, in my mind, or in my spirit that you are God. That you are a God that is able to win over any battle. In Jesus' name. There's nothing deep enough, nothing far enough, nothing hard enough, nothing strong enough to keep God from meeting your needs. Believe it, receive it, in Jesus' name. Devil, leave these people alone, in Jesus' name. You have no right, your minions have no right, your taskmasters have no right in their lives. We break them, in Jesus' name. We break all the fitters, everything that they have that they can control, in Jesus' name. We believe that you will live a right life, a good life, in Jesus' name. A good life in Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, look what y'all made me do. Y'all made me go over there and pray that crazy prayer. And that's David's rant. We believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just want to tell you that, wow, that was awesome. I just felt to pray. I don't know how many times you can come on this station, listen to the old archives of MidWatch, and you wouldn't hear me pray that long. Because we're so limited. We're paying for minutes per minutes. And I had to make my prayers quick. But this is awesome to sit down and pray 10 minutes with y'all like that. I love it. I love it. That's how I pray. That's how I believe. Of course, in private, I'm a little louder and a little bit more demonstrative. But, you know, on the air, I'm very controlled in a way. And got me going there in a little bit in the last few minutes. But anyway, it's a beautiful day. We're going to succeed. Amen. I want everybody to stay with me. I'm going to succeed. And everything I do for Christ. I want y'all to, this is part of prayer, proclaiming, and I'm going to succeed in business, in life, and in finances. Remember, the scripture says, whatsoever shall come out of your mouth shall not proceed to be void. It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the very things that I send it. So I want you to understand that when we speak the gospel and we speak out life into our lives, we speak out things out there, we are hoping, we are believing, we are receiving. Amen. Can you say that? We are receiving from God already. When you speak, my pastor speaks a lot about this, it's called inhabiting eternity. When you speak, you are shaping things. You are receiving things in the already. You are already, as you speak it, you're receiving it. You are activating and receiving it in your life. I want you to receive today what God has for you. I can talk about good things and nice things and make things happy, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you want something from God, you got to stick with it. You got to hold on to it. You cannot give up when you hear bad news. Mm-mm. If that was true, a lot of things that are out there right now for the kingdom would not be happening. You've got to stick with it. You got to make yourself push and preserve. Push and preserve. Make this thing happen for God. Amen. You cannot just walk away when your first signs or continuous signs of problems here and there. If you know it's from God, if you need a blessing, don't give up. Oh, I pray that you don't give up. If you need something to happen, don't give up. Hold on. Pray longer. You may wake up the next day and things are still the same, but pray. There's something happening. You need to pray. There's something happening. You need to hold on because there's something happening. There's something in you that is growing. There's a growth happening in you that you may, the blessing may not come when you need it or want it, but there's something in you that's called maturity, that's called strength, that's called knowledge and wisdom, and that stuff's going to come up naturally as you pray in your time of needs. You got to pray. Jesus said to continue praying, to keep seeking. Oh, if not to rest, to pray, to believe. And that's what you got to do. You have to pray and you have to believe. You have to keep believing and keep praying and keep holding and keep reaching your hands out to touch life. Because I tell you what, life's tough. It will. It's going to hit you. It's going to knock you over. But you got to be able to stand and believe. All right, y'all got me riled up. That's cool. Let's see. Anyone send anything crazy to our Chat Tango account? Last time I was like that, I had someone comment something. You're a crazy preacher. You're a crazy man of God. Well, at least I'm a man of God. Being crazy is just part of it. But I tell you what, my friends. We already had one person come to Christ this month. So that's cool. I'm just looking at the stats, and one person did come to Christ, and that's awesome. Two people went to our prayer page, and that's a good thing. I guess this would be considered my week, my monthly ministry report. I got to write that down. I need to do a monthly ministry report and redo one. It's a lot of work to run a station, my friends. I'm going to tell you that. And we're about to start shooting our hell movie. I'm announcing that right now. I want to make a movie that we can put on DVD and even probably show it in theaters. And it's going to be a hell movie. It's going to be pretty good. It's going to be awesome. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to do it. And we're looking for actors and actresses. So if you're around the Houston, Atascocita, Humble area, and you want to be in this feature, you need to go ahead and give me a call. You can write me at david@revministries.com. david@revministries.com. Let's just email for now. Let's see what you're actually going to see happen and stuff. And then we're going to be able to see what's going on after that. Amen. Amen, my friends. We got about 5 minutes left. And I would like to not have to go to a commercial. So let me look at an article that I can read you real quick. But I hope you're getting something from today. And know this. Many people say that they have done great, that they have done an awesome movement and stuff, and it's true. They have. But I know that that some people need to realize that wasn't the only. Sometimes you may feel like you're left out. Oh yeah, this is the article I want you to read, Joe. Here we go. Jesus loves the glutton, the crook, the porn star, and the religious. This is an article. We have enough time, 4 minutes, so I can get through it real quick. Popularly known as the porn pastor, Craig Gross has one simple message he wants to tell. Jesus loves you no matter what you are or what you've done. That's a good message. This is found in the Christian Post, dated August 26, 2009. And I want you to just quickly, briefly, this pastor wrote a new book, and his book is called, let's see, as part of Jesus Youth Press Project, Jesus Loves You Project, Westboro Baptist Church, and well, let's see how much the Jesus Loves You, Jesus Loves You, This I Know is the title of the book, Jesus Loves You, This I Know. So he's going on a publicity tour, and he's going to have going to 6 cities across America, and he's going to be preaching this and stopping in places. And Christians have long been taught what Gross calls the 3-step approach to God. It starts with essentiality. If you believe the right things, it will lead you to change your behavior. When you have changed your behavior, you will be accepted by the church. Believe, behave, belong. Rejecting that approach, Gross declares, it's time to flip this. The Jesus script of the scripture reached out, love people regardless of what they were. And it is essential to show people that they belong in your world, even if they don't act, think, or behave, or believe like you. Whether a drunk, inmate, porn star, or someone claims to be a Christian, to Jesus we're all just people who need to need God to be saved and lead us a better way. So, as part of his Jesus project, Gross and co-author Jason Harper are launching on Sunday a 6-city tour across the country. Their first stop is Topeka, Kansas, where the infamous Westboro Baptist Church is located. Their visit to Westboro is related to the chapter Jesus Loves the Religious. It was the toughest chapter to write, Gross says, because some of the most religious bring a bad name to Jesus, and Westboro Church is ultra-religious, he says. When they arrive, the authors are not going to protest the church, but they'll attend worship service there. Their intention is simply show the family love and tell them that Jesus loves them. Other stops in the tour will also relate to one of the 10 chapters in the book, including Jesus loves the glutton, Jesus loves the crook, Jesus loves the outcast, Jesus loves the disconnected, and of course, Jesus loves the porn star. Amen. Well, that is cool. I need to go on a book tour just like these guys. I just got thrown off because their last stop is an Atlanta Pride Festival on August 30th through November 1st, where they will set up a booth with the message, "We are sorry. We are trying to communicate Jesus loves people right where they are," Harper said at the Triple X Church TV. It gives us the opportunity to say, "I'm sorry for the way we've punished people for being gay in the community by being judgmental, condemning, even dogmatic about their approach to life. I believe that rather than looking at their sexuality, we can speak to their sexuality and then let God work on their hearts the right way, Harper noted. Okay, that's an awesome, awesome approach, and they're going to get a lot of publicity for their books. They're going to sell a lot of books. So, hey, if you could think of a publicity campaign for my book, Almost Out of Grace, or for my Military Life and the Power of God, which is being renamed The Recruit, and it's called a Military Recruit book now, I want you to give me a call. I want you to email me, david@revmedianetwork.com or therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, and I want you to tell me what you think, because I tell you what, I need to think of a good publicity campaign for my books, and I want you to think about it. Sometimes I'm a little conservative on some of that stuff because it's fairly new doing books. I mean, it's been 5 years, but at the same time, I'm still not well known, and I know everybody enjoys my books, so I just have to try and get things going on there. But just want to let you know, God loves you no matter what, and just like Pastor Gross just said on his article, Jesus loves the porn star. He sure does. He loves everybody. God bless you, my friends. These articles are crazy, and I'm just cracking up because that one was probably one of my weirdest ones, but has one of the best messages. And that's our whistle, my friends. That means we are done for the day. We are done for the day. The whistle's going crazy. It's stuck. Hold on. Just give me a second. All right, my friends. I want to tell you, thank you so much for tuning in and getting me through a show. I have been having this cold and stuff and hearing some crazy news today. I'm just glad I did a show, and I'm glad I was with my friends and family on the radio. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to Midwatch with the Rev. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. God bless. ¶¶